News Talk 580 WTCM. It is time for our weekly look at traveling here in northern Michigan with our friend Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. That is an all-tour company with an office right here in downtown Traverse City. Lots of storms out there. Lots of people going, okay. This is happening in my neck of the woods. And then you think about these kinds of storms, and I think, well, if this happens in the winter, I don't want to be here. So, Bonnie, how can I get out of here?
Well, we can get you away. And it just says that song every week kind of brings me to looking at that and going, wow, I've relaxed with that. And we have, like I said last week, I think, we have a sign outside our door that says, fall, winter, spring, now. You should be looking at it now and further out. But so we have a great guest today. Many of you know Princess Cruises.
Yes.
And been around forever. But you don't know Dave Sergo. So he is going, he's the business development manager for Princess Cruises. So good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Well, you know, we've all been experiencing some storms around. We needed the rain, that's
yes,
for sure.
Did.
But, you know, it's time to be thinking, as always, about a vacation and getting away. But, you know, one of the things many travelers I know are familiar with Princess, but can you give us a basic description of Princess Cruises for anyone who isn't familiar with the brand?
Sure, glad to. Princess has been in business here in the U.S. for over 50 years. So, as you mentioned, it's a pretty well-known brand and a global brand. Currently, we operate 17 ships, 17 beautiful, modern, and spacious ships, but we'll soon take delivery of our 18th, and then we have plans for our 19th and 20th, all in consecutive years over the next few years. Mm-hmm. And we visit about 360 ports, a little over 360 ports every year, so we're a leader in North America in many of the markets that we're in, for instance, Alaska, Europe, Panama Canal. And as you know, we're not the leader in Caribbean, but we do have four ships there, so we're a big player there as well. And, just a pretty well-known brand here in North America.
Well, like you said, you go to the top destinations for people originating, certainly in our area, and that's why you're so popular, too. You've been around a long time. You basically, you talk travel. You talk everyone's language that way. And it's an experience. And this might be a little bit of trivia, but you hear it all the time, Dave, I'm sure. But remember that wonderful television show that was basically The Love Boat? Mm-hmm. Well,
yes.
I think that really way back started people thinking about cruises more and more because it painted a picture of what you could expect. But in today's world, we still expect all of those wonderful things. But let's talk about what a traveler can expect on a Princess Cruise because they're amazing out there today.
Sure, absolutely. And it's always tough to describe in words what happens aboard the ship that's so enticing that creates such a loyal following. We have one of the most loyal followings of any travel brand here in the U.S. As the third largest brand, though, we do we keep in mind and keep as a top priority at all times to make sure that our product is delivering the great experience that we all intended to. So the atmosphere on board is casual but still elegant. And as I mentioned, the ships are very spaciously designed, so you don't feel crowded. It's fun and enriching at the same time. We try to pay attention to both sides of that need for travelers. Mm-hmm. Lots of activities or no activities, as you know. It's it's strictly choice on cruises. And we have great Broadway-style shows. All of our shows now are done by Stephen Schwartz, the composer of Pippin and Wicked.
Oh, wow.
So the old days of cruise ship entertainment being kind of second tier are really gone now. Lots of beautiful places to visit and beautiful ways to get there on our ships. So you can participate, as I mentioned, in lots or little. great families. We have a partnership with the Discovery Channel that makes sure that it's a really great and enriching experience for the kids as well.
Yeah.
And all of that while you're being waited on basically hand and foot from morning to night.
Well, I think
Kevin Stewart. Go ahead.
I think, Dave, that's something that we could all get behind. And, you know, I was going to ask you about one thing that I love about cruises is that, you know, the ship is large enough that you might be able to spend some time away from your family if that's what you're looking for.
You can.
You're
do
all
that.
Together, but you know yeah, that absolutely. The kids and the teens can go into their own area.
Have your own space
when
out
you
there.
When you have an angsty teenager, you can go, all right, go find something to do on the ship. But the other thing I wanted to ask about, Dave, is that I've read that Princess has been awarded the best cruise line for food. Is that true?
That's correct.
Ooh.
We were recently awarded the best cruise line for food by Condé Nast, and we're really proud of lots of the awards that we win every year, and those are very important to us, yeah.
They really are important to us, and as we look at it, and when we say that a lot of cruise lines are out there, they seem to say they're for everyone, but when we start talking with you, give us an idea, what type of traveler are happiest with Princess? Are looking for what kind of traveler is best suited for Princess? That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
It is an interesting question, especially for people who haven't cruised before or haven't cruised with our brand yet. And so we want to kind of get that information out there. For a long time, all the cruise lines centered all of that information on demographics, the average age groups that travel and the income levels and so on. And we just completed a really big survey of about 50,000 travelers, and we came up with a term that we think does a better job of describing the traveler that is happiest with Princess, and we call it the meaningful traveler. And basically what's happening for travelers today is that they're really valuing experiences more than they are purchases that involve things. And as a result, people want the experience to be, as this saying says, more meaningful. They want it to be more experiential, more enriching. They want to learn things, and they want to have fun and relax at the same time. So for us, it's adult couples and families with children. Children was one of the largest growing demographic groups for us last year, under 18. But we do a good job, as you mentioned, Crystal, of getting the kids into the centers, into the facilities that are dedicated to them. They want to be there, again, through our things like our partnership with the Discovery Channel and all of their engaging activities, so that adults can feel that they can get away from the crowds as well. And so that gives you a little bit of a good idea. One of the big trends for us right now is three-generational cruising. So mom and dad traveling with the kids and the grandparents. And our product does a very good job of appealing to all the age groups. And we're very conscious of that when we comprise all the various aspects of our product.
Well, and you feature, it's fun because I'm looking at a lot of different offerings for couples, because you're looking at an assortment of romance and different things going, you know, on at Crystal. And people think about the multi-generational things, but they also think about destination weddings, right? And you have some wonderful opportunities for people if they're thinking about what the optimum romance, a cruise.
We do. We have a whole department dedicated to destination weddings. We have almost all of our ships. The captain can perform weddings on board. We have a chapel that's dedicated especially for that. And so that's a huge activity for us, yeah, and a really growing trend. Glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
definitely it is. And, you know, if you have great food, which we now know the award-winning side of that, and you have great entertainment, you have the great romance at sea. So tell us, Dave, what's coming up new maybe for 2019? Anything out there, any destinations that you're looking at, or anything, let's talk about, you can see something off the beaten path?
Absolutely. Both off the beaten path and close to home, we're finding a real strong trend for kind of people wanting to do things closer to home, closer to the U.S., and at the same time wanting to do things that they never had the opportunity before, itineraries that they haven't seen over and over again, especially for the experienced cruisers. So closer to home, we've had a real strong trend in increase in our traveling to the state of Alaska and around Alaska. So for 2019, we've added a seventh ship. We're already the largest in the market with six ships this year, but the demand has grown so much that we've added a seventh ship for next summer. And as you know, Bonnie, we also own and operate our own lodges in the state of Alaska, so people can see the land side as well. And we have five lodges, the only lodges that have been allowed to have a private enterprise built inside the national parks. And we have one in the state park there as well. And so Alaska is a big trend. And then another big trend for us here, again, is new itineraries, things that people haven't seen before. And so we have home-based now in Japan, and we sail all around the island. Japan.
Oh, wow.
Most of the itineraries, yeah, they're really excellent 10 and 12 night itineraries that include seven or eight or nine ports all around Japan. That when I saw them, although I've been with Princess for 35 years and traveled a lot of the places that we go, a lot of places on this itinerary I have never heard of before. So, we actually had to be taught how to pronounce the words of all the places. They're so different. And so those are a couple of the trends right now. There are many more. Panama Canal as well. The new canal opened last year. So lots of people who even thought they had that checked off their bucket list feel like they need to go back again and see the new canal. So we're doing that as well. So Europe, of course, as you know, is very strong this year. We added a ship there as well this summer. So those are some of the trending areas.
You know, Dave, it's interesting. We've had several clients come in our office within the past couple of weeks talking about the Panama Canal. And when you said start adding some maybe additional sailings, because what people don't realize sometimes is how you go in a canal one way and back the other way, how you reposition the ships and everything. But that do you see additional sailings being added to if you've added some more different destinations as well?
We have. In Panama Canal specifically, we have four ships now, up from the usual three.
That's great.
And some of them are going through the old locks because a lot of people who still want to do that, and some going through the new locks. And they are different experiences. The new locks are, you go through all the locks under the ship's power. And, of course, the old locks use the mule system. They call them mules, but they're mechanical devices that draw the ships through, but all based on the same lock system. So both really spectacular to see. But if you decide to go on one, we do have an excursion that we offer right there in Panama City where you can take an excursion boat through the other set of locks.
Wow.
So even if you're not doing a cruise of ours that has both on it, some do, you can still do both experiences by choosing one or the other.
And Dave, that's another question I had for you, because obviously you're understanding what I'm looking for when it comes to travel. I want to know about the food, about the activities on board for my kids. Yes, I did. And then I also want to know about the shore excursions. And that's another great reason to travel with Princess, is that you're not just doing, you know, kind of your run-of-the-mill excursions. These are immersive excursions.
Right, right. We are a premium line. There are different categories of lines. And so we're not a mass market line. We're also not a luxury line, but we are a little bit more than the mass market lines to travel with. It's more of a premium experience as well. And the shore excursions have to match that, obviously. We have to make sure that they're fantastic. But, you know, ask you about the food. Food is still, it has always been a huge priority for Princess. We do everything from scratch, lots of really creative cooking. We keep up with all the trends, but we also can provide plenty for, you know, the meat potatoes guy who just wants a good steak. And one of the maitre d's told me once that the only thing that we don't make from scratch on the ships are the saltine crackers. So all the breads, everything from the bakery, all the croissants, all the pastas, you name it. If it can be made from scratch, it's done right from scratch on our ship. So the food is just, you know, fantastic.
Well, Dave, it's interesting because I feel that every Wednesday morning from about 10:05 till 10:30, we either get a lot of people very hungry,
yes,
because we do focus a lot on food, or they're taking their breaks earlier, and or maybe they are just thinking about now it's time for lunch. So thank you for bringing us up to date on that. And going back to food a little bit, it's... We are also adjusting more to people's lifestyle of dining and, you know, all the different specialties they might need and any, you know, things like gluten-free, things like that. I mean, the food is there, but we go with the trends in our lifestyles, too. And that's what makes a lot of differences through the years. If you look back way back for 50 years ago when things were happening, you know, to today, I mean, who would ever thought we'd have Wi-Fi? Who'd ever thought we had all these ways to communicate and show those wonderful pictures that we're taking on our adventures?
Yeah. Speaking of those wonderful pictures, and you mentioned the partnership with Discovery Channel. The other thing that I'm looking at with your excursions, and this is the kind of thing that the kids will just love, is the Animal Planet stuff, too. We can get up close and personal with, you know, whether it's whales or sloths, or that's a really amazing partnership.
Yes, we're really trying to kind of step it up the last few years to make the experience even more engaging and interesting for the kids. And as you mentioned, it's due to traveling styles, lifestyles, mm-hmm, that have changed. My kids are grown now, but both girls started on the ships when they were 3 years old and had a wonderful time in our children's programs. They're very well run. And Discovery Channel was just a kind of continuation, just another step forward there. So you mentioned all the great programming that they have. I didn't realize before we started that the Discovery Channel was actually the largest cable channel in the world. So they have great influence. Of course, they have the mm-hmm. two channels. In addition to Discovery, the Animal Planet is one of the big ones. So one of the great activities, for instance, kids can make green screen videos where they themselves are dressed as a shark. So we have Shark Week every week, right? Lots of fun for kids.
Oh, kids will love that.
Oh, can you imagine going back to school and saying, "Oh, look at what I did on my vacation! I turned into a shark." You know, seriously,
right.
That is really, really cool. So really, when you're talking about making your plans for your travel, your next destination, you might want to think about Princess Cruises, especially knowing that they have something for everyone. We mentioned multi-generational travel and things for the kids to do. And being that I have two teenage boys, and the younger one is in his angsty mode, where if you can make a teenage boy get out of that for a bit, I think you're going to do that on a Princess Cruise line.
Right. It's a huge success, no matter what.
Let them be normal again, where they're like, no, I guess this is fun. I have nothing to complain about, you know?
And Dave, I know that Princess Cruise Lines keeps us up to date at the Travel Authority, Altour Company, really well. I mean, we're constantly receiving daily updates about different deals, different specials, different opportunities for people. And sometimes we forget that it is that wow experience that we're all trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And that's what gets us excited. But you do a great job with it. We have our trained professionals, travel consultants are amazing with this. And we've known Princess for a very long time. And that relationship is strong with our Altour Travel Authority relationship.
Yes, and we at Princess feel the same way mm-hmm. about the relationship with Travel Authority and Altour. You guys do a great job of, getting the right folks to the right cruise. Mm-hmm. At Princess, we're not trying to say everyone belongs on a Princess cruise. We just don't think that's realistic. We're trying to say that we're relying on your professionals to put the right person on our cruise ship. And if it's not ours, then, you know, God bless them. We're happy to have them go to another line because we just want to make sure that people love cruising. If they wind up on the wrong one in the first place, then they may not come back to cruising at all. And your folks, your pros do a terrific job of making sure that, that happens, that it happens the right way.
Well, so many destinations and so many options and opportunities and onboard activities and entertainment. Princess has got to be right up there on everyone's list.
It is. I mean, we get quite a few, and we get a lot of clients who are very, as Dave said, very loyal to Princess back. They're going back constantly. So it's easy. They just, you know, give us a call and they say, okay, pull up my profile. Remember me. I'm the one that does da-da-da-da-da. Boom. And we can find them the right thing. So, Dave Serco, thank you so much for joining us today from Princess Cruises. And it's nice to look back, but it's really exciting of what's going on today in the future.
Thanks very much for having me, Bonnie and Crystal.
Thank you so much, Dave. Well, Bonnie Pintozzi, it's the final Travel Authority show for the month of August in 2018.
It is.
Can
and
you
that
imagine?
Means September is like Saturday.
That means September is here, and we're going to be checking in with you, of course, next Wednesday and beyond. But if you have plans to travel, whether it's still this year or you're getting into next year and even beyond, get in touch with Bonnie and the gang at the Travel Authority.
You bet. We're starting to get busy, and we're seeing all those things coming in for those times we all know we want to be gone.
Back to school means back to vacation planning.
It always has.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
You bet. Montego.